Hello and welcome to the 14th podcast in the third season from the Hijinks TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinks TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nuppa, here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment, sprinkled with some surprises throughout. I don't know how in the fuck I remember that exactly every single intro, but I have not written that down. That's good. That's like quite a few episodes that I've been doing that same intro. And anyway, this podcast is going to be, well, like all the other podcasts, there's going to be some surprises. There's going to be some stuff that we talk about that is of serious nature. There's going to be some stuff that we talk about that is of not serious nature. It is your job to decipher which is which. We don't like to spread false information here on the Hijinks TV podcast, but if it happens, I would expect that all of my listeners are smart enough to go to Google and do some fucking research yourself if you don't believe or understand something that's being said. I do firmly believe that all of my listeners, unlike Joe Rogan's listeners, are smart enough to think for themselves and aren't just listening to every single thing I say and go, oh my God, did you guys know that this happened? Because guess what? Some of the shit that has happened that I've talked about hasn't happened. But some of the shit I will tell you, if this shit is actually going on or if it's just a rumor, all right? So don't ever worry about my podcast spreading false information, and we hardly ever talk about COVID. So let's sit back, relax, and away we go! So I have covered these topics before in the past, cannabis topics, weed topics, the ganja, because I have been, Jesus Christ, I'm 34 years old. I have been advocating for cannabis for over 2 decades. Over 20 years, I have been an advocate for cannabis for many reasons. And I think I've discussed many of these reasons before in the past. But this isn't necessarily what I'm going to be advocating anything. This is just, I love cannabis, all right? It's just a fact, okay? Cannabis makes things a lot better. My body is in constant fucking pain. Always my fucking back is on fire, so cannabis helps my back not hurt. Any hoozle. This topic was about cartridges. The cartridges that I've been recently getting, I am fucking impressed with. I have been searching and searching and searching for like the perfect fucking cartridge. If you're not privy to too many cannabis things, a cartridge, it's like it sounds. It's a little cartridge that has cannabis extracts in it. So like, let me explain this to you, like, without getting too scientific. Basically, they take fresh cannabis, fresh weed, okay, fresh cannabis, and then they either flash freeze it, or they cook it down. Oh, I'm smoking on the toilet. Got my car all hotboxed. All right, let's do this. Okay, let's put that out. All right, so they either flash freeze it or they don't freeze it, and they just start right away cooking it down and let it cure. If you don't know what curing is, it's literally like curing meat, all right? You cure weed the same way you cure meat. Hang it and let it dry. And so the cartridges, when they cook it down to the point that it looks like oil, and they fill these cartridges with the oil, and some companies will add in terpenes. Terpenes, if you haven't heard that word before, I don't know why, because terpenes are literally in everything. It's not a cannabis specific thing, these terpenes. Terpenes are literally in everything. Roses have terpenes. Grass has terpenes. Trees have terpenes. Oranges, pineapples, tomatoes. All these things have these terpenes. So, it's like flavor, essentially. Anyway, so that's explaining cartridges. I've been getting these cartridges recently, if you already know what cartridges are, by a company called Hellevated. Hellevated. H-E-L-L-A-V-A-T-E-D. Hellevated has some fucking amazing... I had started getting their infused joints because they had these grape, cherry, pineapple, had these flavored joints, and they fucking tasted just like it. It was fantastic. And now they have cartridges out. Oh my god, I've tried several fucking flavors of the cartridges. And if you have a shop close to you, go in, ask if they have Hellevated. If not, go to the next shop. See if the next shop has Hellevated, because you need to get your hands on some of these. I just tried a Grape Stomper Hellevated cartridge this morning. Oh my god. Oh my god, it tastes just like a fucking grape. They have this one. Okay, this one I was a little off put by the first time I tasted it because I just wasn't expecting it, but it's called OG Mints. Holy shit. OG Mints. All right. This is why I was thrown off. Its name is OG Mints. I know that the Hellevated has, you know, whatever flavor it said, whatever name it says, the flavor is going to be like, they have a clementine, which if you don't know what a clementine is, it's another name for an orange. Anyway, so I tried this OG Mints, and I breathed in, and I went, what the fuck? And I went, oh, what the fuck? It tastes exactly like spearmint. If you're a fan of spearmint, go get yourself an OG Mints Hellevated cart. Holy shit, you'll be thanking me later. All right, let's move on to the next segment. Oh man, all these fucking superhero movies coming out. I am fucking stoked. So stoked. I'm so fucking happy. The Spider-Man movie, the more recent one. Oh my god, I heard it was great. I saw clips online. It looked fantastic. All three Spider-Mans together in one fucking movie for the first time ever. Oh my god. Anyway, the Venom movie, Let There Be Carnage. Oh my god, I didn't realize that Shriek was going to be in that too. But she was. But she wasn't a symbiote yet. She was human. So, I can't wait for the third Venom. Because, I mean, if every other Spider-Man except for Andrew Garfield got three movies, then it would make sense that Venom's going to get a third movie. But at the end of it, you could see that they were looking at Tom Holland's Spider-Man. Oh my fucking god. Tom Holland's Spider-Man and Tom Hardy's Venom are going to fucking meet. That's gonna happen. That is going to happen. They would not put that, because here's why that's going to happen. Alright. At the end of Venom, Let There Be Carnage, alright? Tom Hardy took Venom down to Mexico. They're laying on a bed watching TV. All of a sudden, Venom says, do you want to see what it feels like to be me? And everything starts, and poof, everything changes. And then all of a sudden on TV, there's J. Jonah Jameson talking about Spider-Man. And they get up and they look at Spider-Man. Tom Holland's Spider-Man, by the way. Alright, what was that? Pew, that flash? That flash was the multiverse. In the new Spider-Man movie, they change shit, they break the multiverse or whatever. So that's what that flash was. I'm not too stupid to see that that's what that was. And I've been watching these movies long enough to see how each one sets up the next one or ties into another one, and how the Loki show ties in all these other ones. And this is just fantastic fucking writing on everybody's part to tie all these things together. But that was not what this segment was about. This segment was about what's coming out next month. I cannot fucking wait for next month on March 4th when the Batman hits with Robert Pattinson. I am so fucking stoked. because this is going to be a different Batman than we've seen before. Pretty much every single actor that has donned the cowl and cape have given us something new to like about Batman. It's obviously given people, things to hate about Batman. People, for some reason, don't like Val Kilmer or George Clooney's Batman, but I liked all of them. Every fucking Batman movie that's come out, every single Batman movie that's come out, I like. Every single Batman movie that has been released, I love it. I am a huge Batman fan. I don't have enough Batman stuff. Just get that out of the way. I have a pretty large Batman collection. I didn't realize how much Batman stuff I had, but I know that it is nowhere near close to filling an entire room yet. I did say yet, because someday I'll have a lot more Batman stuff. And obviously some duplicates, because I have Batman coffee mugs that I've been drinking out of, and I kind of want some that I have not been drinking out of for collectible purposes, because these ones drop and get chipped and shit. Anyway, Batman coming out next month, March 4th. I'm gonna fucking see it. We're gonna review it. So set your calendars, set your reminders, 420. And we are going to be reviewing Robert Pattinson as the Batman. Alright, so this next topic is gonna be a little bit of a serious issue, but we're gonna press on and we're gonna get through it, and we're not gonna lose focus. Hey Dick, what's up, Batman?
I just had a quick question about something.
Okay, does it have to do anything with the segment?
I don't know what the fuck your segment's gonna be about. I have something I wanted to ask you.
Alright, fine.
Alright, so, you know how, like, recently people have been, like, joking about, people, like, doing stuff of the, you know, like, little nature of mouth to anus stuff?
I'm sorry, what?
Mouth to anus stuff, you know, people have been joking about it recently.
Mouth to anus stuff? Like, mouth to butthole?
Yeah, mouth to butthole, mouth to ass, whatever, you know, like, people eating ass. Yeah, you know how people are doing that more recently?
Okay. I didn't know people were doing that more recently. But what in the fuck does this have to do with anything that I was going to be talking about, Batman?
I did not say that this had to do with your fucking segment. I had a question to ask you. So, my question is, why are people just now doing this when Eddie Murphy talked about this on a stand-up special in the 80s?
I'm sorry. Your question... will you please explain? What are you talking about?
Well, people are just now going, oh my god, can't believe people are eating ass. What's wrong with people? What has gotten into people? COVID must have made you been doing crazy things. Well, either they must admit that COVID was around in the 80s, or they're just dumb.
Well, I'm gonna have to agree with you again. Wow, Jesus Christ. Two times in one season. I might be losing my fucking mind. I'm gonna have to agree with you again, Batman, because, yeah, you're right. I believe 87, Eddie Murphy had a stand-up special called Raw. Eddie Murphy, Raw. Where he just was vulgar as fuck. One of the funniest stand-up specials I remember seeing as a child on VHS. And, yeah, he did talk about, eating ass. What the fuck did he... tossing salad.
That was it. I knew it was a food. Tossing salad. Yeah, people been tossing salad since like the 80s.
Batman, I'm pretty sure people have been eating ass for like, a long fucking time.
Well, I'm not eating ass.
Yeah, I can honestly say I've not either.
Well, I mean, maybe I have.
What?
I don't know. Like, there's, you know, I've been to parties and I got really shit faced, alright? I don't remember nothing. I remember waking up, like, the next morning going, a weird taste in my mouth. And, you know, it could have been.
God damn it, Batman. I hate you sometimes. So, I cannot fucking believe what I just read online, and I thought it was a joke at first, but I saw that a lot of people were upset about this for some fucking reason. Anyway, Sunday, February 13th, Super Bowl halftime show. I actually watched the entire thing except for the Kendrick Lamar shit. I skipped through that because I didn't know who the hell he was, and I honestly, he wasn't entertaining to me. Anywho, people were pissed about Eminem taking a knee at the end. Towards the end, he took a knee when the platform was lowering down into the bottom and they were starting up another song. I'm not sure why the fuck people are pissed off about this. Apparently, he took a knee, taking a knee is in protest of police misconduct. A, why the fuck are people gonna be mad about that? B, why are people mad about somebody fucking taking a knee? Big fucking deal. There are so many other things that we could be mad about. There's so many other things we could be focusing our time and energy towards. But no. Let's fucking go after fucking Eminem for taking a goddamn knee during a fucking Super Bowl halftime show. Are you fucking kidding me? Come the fuck on. And on top of that, these fucking news outlets that are reporting on it, like, fuck you. Fuck off, Cairo 7, you stupid assholes. Seriously? What? You couldn't have just ran an article on how good the fucking Super Bowl halftime show was? Like, a lot of these artists have been clean and sober for so many fucking years now, over a decade, and you can't fucking focus on how great of a performance they gave? Like, fucking Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and Eminem and Mary J. Blige gave fucking outstanding performances. Kendrick Lamar may have. I thought it was some. I'm like, who the fuck is this child they have performing on the Super Bowl halftime show? Anyway, you can't report on that? No. Let's just fucking post fucking articles about Eminem taking a knee. Like, oh my god, are you kidding me? What are your thoughts on this? If you want to shoot me a message, download the Anchor app on your app store, Google Play, Apple app, I don't know where you download your apps, but find Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, and download it. Look up Hijinks, H-I-G-H-J-Y-N-X, and shoot us a voice message. If you shoot us a voice message, we might include it into a future podcast. All right, let's move on to the next segment. Hey, Batman.
What the fuck do you want, Dick? Trying to do something.
Whoa, Jesus Christ, dude. I'm just gonna ask if you wanted to smoke a joint.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah, I'm down with that. Let's smoke a joint. You wanna go get some tacos?
Yeah, sure, alright.
Alright, smoke that joint up. All right, where do you want to go get tacos from?
But I don't fucking care, dude. You want to go to Taco Mel?
I don't know, man. I am thinking more of Chipotle.
I don't know. I don't really like tacos from Chipotle.
Yeah, but Taco Mel, they spit in your tacos.
The fuck do you mean? No, they don't. They don't spit in your tacos.
I saw them spitting in my taco last time I was there.
Are you sure that that wasn't Chipotle? Because I'm pretty fucking sure last time we were at Chipotle, you were like, that son of a bitch was spitting in my taco.
I don't sound like that.
But you said that. You said that you saw them at Chipotle last time spitting in your taco.
I'm not questioning that, Dick. The voices you used for me sounded really feminine. And that was not me. I do not sound like a little girl.
I don't sound like a little girl either, asshole. I used my own voice when I said that.
No, use some effeminate little girl voice for me, like, hey, I am, Dick. I'm Batman, and I sound like a little girl.
That is not what I fucking said at all, or how I said it. This is how I said it. Just like this.
Well?
Well, what?
Are you going to fucking finish that sentence?
What? I did finish my sentence.
No, you said, I said it like this, and then just stopped talking. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you screwing with my head?
Are you screwing with my head?
Why would you think that I'm screwing with your head, Dick? You're the one who's messing with me. Did you ask me to smoke this joint so you could fuck with me?
Batman, just shut up and give me that joint.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You did this just so you could fuck with me.
Batman, I did not do that just so I could fuck with you, alright? There's no way that I'm just asking you to smoke a joint. I'm smoking the same fucking joint. You are, dude. What are you talking about?
Dick, I know for a fact that you are fucking with me right now, so let's just go get our burritos.
Alright, dude. But you gotta drive. I'm a little too stoned.
I'm fucking even more stoned than you are. What can we just call the Uber?
Call the what?
The Uber.
You mean Uber?
No, it's not Uber. It's Uber.
What? No, it's fucking not.
Yeah, it's Uber. Like, the spaghetti and mushroom. Did you not watch Fleur Le Blog? Come on!
Oh my god, Batman. Jesus Christ. Just get a fucking Uber then.
Oh my god, Dick, I'm gonna slap you.
Alright, well, thank you for tuning in to the 14th episode. Holy shit, I just realized it's the 14th episode. It's the 14th of February. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day! Alright, well, now that I got that out of my system, you guys have yourself a wonderful week. Thanks again for tuning in, for sharing to all your social media outlets, your Facebooks, your Instagram, your Twitter, your TikTok, wherever you can share. Share, share, share. And if you're listening to us on a platform that allows you to leave a review, leave us a review, whether it be a 1-star, whether it be a 5-star review, I will give belly rubs to anybody who decides to leave us a 5-star review. That would be fantastical. Batman will even sing you a song if you guys leave us a 5-star review.
The fuck do you mean I'll sing them a song? What kind of fucking songs do you think I'm going to sing these people if they leave us a 5-star review?
Well, Batman, that will be up to you.
Dick, do you really want to do that?
Well, alright, there's going to be limitations. I'll write down rules.
You can't regulate the bad man, Dick, alright? You can try to rule and regulate the bad man, but that's the reason that the bad man's a bad man. You can't regulate the bad man, alright?
Alright, dude, calm the fuck down. Alright, thank you guys again for tuning in. We may have a bonus episode this week. We may not, I don't know, but we will definitely be back again next Monday with a brand new podcast, with brand new segments, with brand new guests.
What do you mean, brand new guests?
Oh, I didn't tell you who's coming on next week?
No, what do you mean? Who's coming on next week?
Oh, this will be great. All right, next week you will get to see who is going to be on the show.
No, Dick, you can't do this to me. Dick, tell me, who's going to be on the show?
Thank you.